Well, there is a movement happening in Montgomery County when it comes to providing affordable housing. The county is much like other places in our state and across the country, where it seems homes are way too expensive and rent is way too high for so many people. The County Planning Commission put together an initiative that would allow for zoning changes when it comes to wherever single-family homes are built. Now, these changes would allow for the properties where there are single-family homes to actually become duplexes, triplexes, even small apartment buildings in an effort to find more places for the middle class to live. The county council's been holding what it calls listening sessions the last few weeks around the county for people to hear about the initiative and get feedback. One was held last night in Bethesda.
The council has not taken any action yet. It appears to be a mixed bag among residents on how they feel about the possibility of such a proposal. And one person who has said he is against this initiative called Attainable Housing Strategies is County Executive Mark Eldridge. County Executive Eldridge, thanks for joining us here on WDTOP.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Give us an idea why you are against this initiative when it certainly seems housing is so out of reach for so many in the county.
Exactly for the reason that you just said, and exactly for the reason the way this topic was introduced. I think the person referred to this as affordable housing. So I want to just start by reading from Park and Planning's document on attainable housing strategies, and in it, There's a question. It says, is this affordable housing? And this is what Park and Planning says. No. The prices of newly built homes will be determined by the market. And so if it's in a neighborhood of $1 million houses, these will be $1 million townhouses. If it's $800,000 homes, they're $800,000 homes. There is no affordability. There is no requirement for affordable units to be built. And in the apartments they talk about, the small apartments up to 19 units, it's 19 units because 19 units doesn't trigger the requirement to build affordable housing. So this has nothing to do with affordable housing. It's to build more high-end housing in certain neighborhoods, which means that's housing that was actually planned in our master plans for other communities in Montgomery County. That's not going to go there. It's going to go into these neighborhoods, and it's going to leave a very different mix of housing or people available to fill the places we plan on building. And fundamentally, they've been misleading people from the beginning. The number of people that they say are coming to Montgomery County are based on their estimate of how many units will be built in five-year intervals over 30 years throughout the county. So when they tell you people are coming here, it's actually their estimate of what we've already zoned will get built. So we're in a very different situation in many cities where they are literally built out. Montgomery County's not built out. We've got room for over 100,000 households over the next 30 years. There are plans for it, and they're acting like these things don't exist. So they go to the community and say, all these people are coming here, and we must rezone. And the fact is, we even have a slide from a COG meeting where the slide says, you do not need to rezone to provide the housing. So they've taken so-called crisis, what they call a crisis. They've limited the affordability to not addressing it. They're not being honest with people. So just like your announcer, I'm sure, felt like this is about affordable housing. There are people who commented last night about we need affordable housing. We absolutely need affordable housing. That's where the crisis is in Montgomery County. And if I build market rate housing and get no affordable housing units for the market units, which is what we get if you build it in the areas we planned for, we're even going to have less affordable housing in Montgomery County.
County executive,
bait and switch on this.
Let me ask you real quick. We have about 30 seconds left. If this becomes a proposal that the county council considers, if I understand this correctly, you don't have the power to override it. So what other alternatives are there then?
Well, there are no other immediate alternatives. The council's got to make a decision about what they're going to do. I think this whole dismissal of what people think about their neighborhoods is kind of stunning. I mean, this is a place where we prided ourselves and everybody who comes here, people discover great neighborhoods they want to live in. The idea that the council can just decide at random that people can build by right things, that the master plans that people moved into the neighborhoods thinking they were going to have, that they don't have that anymore is kind of shocking. If this was done for a reason where you could say, we have to do this to get affordable housing, this is the only way we can get affordable housing, I'd think differently about it. But this is a fraud the way they presented it. There's no other word to use for it.
County Executive Eldridge, this is a conversation to be continued here in the days and weeks ahead. Thanks so much for joining us.